Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Star Command, come in. Do you read me?
There's something so aspirational about Buzz.
We get to grapple with this question. Who is Buzz Lightyear?
I'm Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger.
Buzz is the most upright citizen.
He's the strongest, he's the fastest, he's the estest.
His job is to push Woody's buttons.
To infinity and beyond!
We loved that it made no sense.
Little in this world does. Buzz is one of the good guys. That was a clip from the new Pixar comedy adventure Lightyear, with the voice of Chris Evans joining us now, the voice of Tim Lammers. I hope you like this one. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Paul. Yes, I did like it. And it's very interesting, very creative, the way that Pixar went about this one. So at the beginning, they have a little preamble that says, in 1995, Andy, the kid in Toy Story, got an action figure of Buzz Lightyear based on his favorite movie. This is the movie that Andy likes. So all of a sudden, we're seeing the movie that inspired the action figure. So it's a prequel of sorts to Toy Story. So that's a good way to excuse the filmmakers, if you will, for using Chris Evans' voice instead of Tim Allen's voice. I almost said Tom Hanks. So basically a prequel story. You know, it's basically the guy behind the action figure. And I have to tell you, Paul, first of all, seeing it in the, you know, big screen, on a big screen, it's amazing that how far animation has come in about 30 years since that first Toy Story. And so that's something that you notice immediately. But what you also notice is that this story has as much, I don't know what you want to call it, depth of meaning, whatever. It's the same sort of quality. I mean, Pixar has delivered time after time after time with their films, and they continue to deliver, you know, 28 years later.
Yeah, and it seems like this is one of those rare movies that adults can enjoy as much, maybe more, than their kids, right?
Yeah, because, you know, look, you have the silly goings-ons that happen. You know, you have, Buzz Lightyear and his chief adversary, who is Emperor Zurg, who is Pixar's answer to Darth Vader, right? Uh-huh. You have those sorts of things, but they also, you know, question the sorts of things that adults face. One is how rapidly time goes by. In this film, what happens is Buzz Lightyear leads this space crew of hundreds. They're in an interplanetary mission. The ship that they're flying can't make it off the planet that they were examining. So now all of a sudden everybody has to put their nose to the grindstone. They have to figure out a way to achieve hyperspeed again. Hmm. Buzz takes test flights with one of the smaller spacecrafts trying to get off the planet, but every time he goes up, he's gone only 4 minutes, but because of time dilation and space, he comes back. The people that are on the planet have aged 4 years. So you take a few of those trips, time is going to fly by rapidly. So it just makes you think, just much in the same way of, you know, taking my then 2-year-old son to see Toy Story in 1995 to think that, oh my God, it's almost 30 years later. So yeah, time does fly by, and it really makes you stop and sit back and reflect on the more precious things of life.
Amen to that, brother. And you managed to work time dilation into a movie review. And that's
you know what?
Cool.
I never thought I would. And I honestly, unless I would have looked it up, I probably wouldn't even have known about it. I know, like in the movie Interstellar, they examined that concept too, where they crashed on a planet and all of a sudden it's 20 years have passed by on Earth in the course of 1 hour on this other planet. So, yeah, time dilation. There you go. I hope that's right.
Yeah. Hey, we'll go with it. Unless a listener corrects us, but I want to tee up this next clip. This is from an independent comedy, Brian and Charles.
My new project, I'm building a robot. Didn't look too bad, does he? I wonder what he'll do when I turn him on.
You'd like me to give you a name? Tony?
Charles?
Charles.
Charles?
Charles.
You like that name, do you?
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Charles. It's lovely to meet you. This is incredibly overwhelming. Imagine me
and you. So I'm not sure what to make of this. Is this a quirky British drama?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is, Paul. And, yeah, I mean, talking about all the money they probably poured in the light year, this is obviously a smaller film. It's about this guy named Brian who invents this intelligent robot named Charles. Basically, he combined a washing machine and a mannequin head, and looks like a little kid would make that Halloween costume, like put a box on the top of your body and cut holes out the side and walk around. That's what this robot looks like. But it's very intelligent, and it needs to learn life lessons. So at first, it starts off behaving like a young child, then kind of a belligerent tween, and then a rebellious teenager. So it's, again, full of quirky, cheeky British humor. The one appeal for this, and the reason I wanted to see it is, and I know you've seen Afterlife, Ricky Gervais's
amazing,
wonderful series. There's a guy in there. He also plays Brian. His name is David Earle. He's in this film. He is Brian in this film. Huh. He's the one with the thick beard, and he's a pack rat. Yeah, funny actor. And basically, it's the same role that he's playing here. So if you like him in Afterlife, you'll definitely like him here. So yeah, it's just a weird independent ditty that I think works for the most part pretty well. I think it starts slow, but it definitely gets going and has some meaning toward the end.
Absolutely. And again, these are both in theaters, right? Lightyear and Brian and Charles. Okay.
Brian and Charles have a lot fewer screens, about 5 screens in the Twin Cities area. So, you know, again, we know that everybody has different tastes. Not everybody wants the Pixar animated fare, you know. So you do have a choice of an independent film. You know, again, that's going to take you away just as much as Lightyear is going to take you away from the everyday doldrums.
Tim Lammers, appreciate the update. Thank you for teeing up some food for thought, and can't wait to get out into the theaters. And I want to see Brian and Charles. That I find that intriguing, so thank you.
Did you see Maverick yet?
I have not. I'm waiting. We've been gone for 2 weeks. I'm just home. Thank God I got home. Yesterday was just a comedy of errors trying to fly home from Milwaukee.
I saw your tweets.
Well,
yeah.
And look, I'm a fan of Delta, and look, they're having a rough patch right now, and I hesitate even bringing it up, but I'm just happy to be home. I think a lot of travelers have similar stories right now across the board, not just Delta, but all the airlines. It's a bit of a gong show out there right now.
Sure. Well, you could have alleviated the pain if they would have been showing Top Gun Maverick on the in-flight movie.
Yeah, I'm going to go see that with my youngest
definitely
son.
Definitely see it in theaters, though.
Absolutely. Tim Lammers, thank you, and we'll catch you next week, next Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com